Jack Radio Cam, WRT3HD Radio Cam.
WSAT 275, Chris, you've got a copy. WSAT 275, clear.
Go ahead. Good morning, this is WRNW 329.
WRZU 954. WRKX605.
WSAX712 on air, standing by, and good morning to you.
Morning, good morning. Dan here in Mount Pleasant, south of Mount Pleasant, really. Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Good morning. Delta Alpha November, WSBY438.
Got you loud and clear from Mount Pleasant area. I myself am in Westland, so definitely very good morning to you, my good sir.
Doing good there, doing good. We heard Westland in there, and we heard you come in there, so the thing must be working there. It's a beautiful morning.
For you this morning, you guys are coming in pretty loud and clear.
Well, I'm gonna take the day off. I'm gonna take it easy. Worked yesterday and worked all week, so today's my day off. So I'm gonna just take it easy and lay around, probably mow lawn. And the kids brought their dog over here. They went on vacation, so we're gonna be watching that little Chihuahua. It's an old dog, so it kind of just lays around, but yeah, not nothing. They're just going to take it easy. All right, Sam, we appreciate that. We didn't catch your numbers there, but we'll get them next time. We're going to write your name down. Okay. You own the computer. Repeater, thank you. I appreciate that, Sam. All right, you take care. Have a great day there. I got that beam pointed towards Barrington, and people keep telling me I'm coming in on the Moline Tower, so I'm not sure what's going on here. All right, good to talk to you. I have a brother who lives over there in Macosta County there. He's over there by Hall's Corner, and I had to use the walkie-talkie the other day and was able to talk back to Mount Pleasant. That was really cool. All right, Sam. Thank you very much. Thanks for the use of your repeater, too. Have a good day. Good morning, Noel. 324. WSD 438. WSDY, I would say, 438. Good morning, good morning. Doing good, doing good. Sun shining. It's going to be a good day. Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. Usually we have the kids over and the grandkids on Sunday, but they're all took off for vacation, so we got the day to ourselves, so, yep. Been running a lot of air conditioning lately. Gonna have to slow that down. We got our electric bill the other day, and that was outrageous, so I'm glad to have a little better weather. It's my own fault. I'm not complaining, but my electric bill is $390. That's got to change. That's got to change somehow. I don't know what's going to change, but everybody does what they do around here, so we'll see what happens. And the month before, I thought, that ain't going to happen again. Then the next month, it's even more, so then I got to talk to the wife. She goes, yeah, it's double the price there from 2 to 7 or something like that. You pay twice as much with consumers' power. I don't know about the other power companies, but, yep, we're going to have to do something. We're not going to roast in the middle of the day, but we're going to definitely do something different. have to, or have them come check my meter, one of the two. There you go. Thanks for the idea. We'll definitely put that into play, and we got electric for a water heater, so you know, I always get my shower in the morning, but we'll have to wait till after 7 to take one at night if we take one. So, so yeah, we're going to get her down. That just can't keep happening. There's nothing, consumers, they don't care. They're a monopoly. They just keep on pumping it up. Oh, yeah. Yep. So, all right. No, good hearing you. Appreciate the shout back there. You have a great day. I'm going to get back on the side here. I'm still having a hard time copying the call letters and people who call them in there, so I'll get a little better at it maybe as it goes on here, but a lot of times there's a lot of static in there, too, on different units. Maybe I'm coming back across there the same way. I don't know. But all right. Have a good day there. Appreciate the shout back, and you take care. All right, well, somebody told me to back off the mic a little bit, too. I had a guy right here in town told me that it's, like, over, a little over-modulated, so I'll need to back my mouth away from the mic a little bit. But you're solid. You're coming in here just clear as you're sitting right here talking to me. So, all right, WSDY 438, have a good day.
First transmission, this is WSAX712. If you are able to hear my broadcast, I can get you 1x5. Very, very, very scratchy on my end. However, it could be because I'm on the edge of the repeater. Over.
Good copy, sir. Thank you. Clear and monitoring the network. RZP 544, WQDJ 969, copy. WRZP 544, good morning, sir. Good morning, Bob, how are you doing today? No complaints. The good Lord let me put my feet on the ground this morning. I had the dogs out to the forest running around and settling down here with a nice cup of coffee. Roger.
Doing about the same here. Hey, I've been hearing you on, it's a repeater up by Seashell City. Let's see here, it's the 650 repeater. And I've been hearing you talk about you're not hearing both sides of the conversation. Is that correct?
Roger that. According to my research, it's a Sheboygan repeater of a PL of 100. Just continually, just one side of the conversation out of that repeater for some reason.
I know the guy that owns that, his name is Del Reynolds. I don't know if you know him or not, but that repeater had been down for quite a while. It got hit by lightning early on in the spring, and he just now got it back up and running. I was just checking, because I've always been able to get into it. And I was just checking, yeah, and you got the right PL and everything to it. I was just curious what you were, you can get into it, but you can't hear anybody talk.
Much like yourself, I used the repeater months ago, and then I did hear that it went down due to a lightning strike. I can hear the repeater, I can hit the repeater, however, I just get one side of the conversation.
Well, if you would be game for it, I will switch over to that repeater and we will try a couple things there, and if not, come back to this one if you're game for that.
Do that. I'll certainly switch over right now then, sir. WRZP 544, change in frequency.
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
WSCI 392, mobile.
This is WSCI 783 to 392, copy.
Good morning, good morning.
Way home.
Waiting on Harrison to use the bathroom, and then we are headed to your house with the camper.
Did everything go okay at the station?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Did everything come out okay at the station?
Yeah, but I think we'll still throw some water in the black tank before we go to Kawa.
Yeah, my plan too, anyways, just to make sure.
When we were there, it said empty, but when we got back to the house, now it's saying a third, so there might still be some stuff in there.
Gauge is working better than my gauge, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. When we dumped, I ran 10 more gallons of water through the toilet, and it came out completely clear and still shows a third of the house.
Okay. Well, you guys have a safe trip to my house, and don't overheat.
Yeah, we're taking our time. WSCI 392, clear.
WSCI 783, monitoring.
Station 218, go ahead. WIUG, please.
Hey, good morning. Late morning, Jack.
It is. I just started at my coffee. Roger.
Copy. I'm all done with that. Had it earlier. I heard you out there on 600 early this morning. Over.
I did. I was on the 600, and I heard you too. But you said a little bit of scratchy, or a lot of scratchy. I don't know what was that.
Yeah, it was poor reception, because you were breaking up, coming in and out, and really, really scratchy. So I don't know. I tried that on both antennas, and it was about the same. Over.
I see. I guess those leaves out there, that's what it did it. You know, I can't get out from those leaves. I don't know, I might have to move that antenna around to find the right direction. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm going to wait till next week. It'll be cooler. Cool off, and I'll move that Yagi over where it was. Get that taken care of.
That would be nice to do, a good idea. It's too hot out there, you know, and it's getting hot right now. Today it'll be about 88. That's what they say here. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I think this is the last day of the real bad dew points. It'll start cooling off a little, hopefully. We got some rain tomorrow and Tuesday, though, over.
I don't know. I really don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow or not. I didn't see that rain, not tomorrow, not day after. I seen it on Wednesday. Roger.
Oh, copy that. That's even better. I got to go out on that Belleville Lake Tuesday and do a little fishing over.
That'll be nice. Well, Rango, I got to back out of here because maybe somebody else wants to use this frequency. I'll talk to you a little bit later anyhow today. WIUG 48.
Copy that. All right, we'll talk at you later. WRGX 218, standing by.
Well, thank you, Robert. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
WCI 392, looking for WCI 783.
This is 783, copy.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
Copy.
I haven't seen how everybody's doing today. I'm going to be headed back to Ohio here shortly this afternoon. This is what downstate repeater, isn't it?
WSCI 783 to WSCI 392, copy.
Copy.
You en route to the house?
We're just leaving our driveway. We're are we setting? We're not quite to setting yet.
Okay, I'm just waiting for your grandma outside the grocery store and we're heading to the reunion.
Nah,
she's just gonna buy something.
She's not gonna bring anything from the camper to home.
Well, make sure you look after your dad unhooking so he don't overheat.
Well, we just unloaded the entire camper. I was gonna eat some lunch, but Dad said, should we go now? And I said, sure, we'll stay down in Northwoods.
Yeah, that's a good call. Probably get it done before it gets hot. Well, you guys have a safe trip over to the house and stay cool. WFCI 783, clear.
All right, sir. See you Saturday. WFCI 392. And bye. WOCI 392, this is WCI 392, does the WOCI 783 copy?
Yep, this is 783 copy.
How come you brought Blue? You leave tomorrow.
got to come back and get the dog after the reunion anyway, then I'll grab the truck.
Bring the dog with you.
Nah, we need a break from the dog.
I'm with you on that.
And Grandpa's got to cut the grass when he gets back anyway, so I head back to camp.
We are taking the back way to your house.
Alright, well, you guys be safe on hooking, and I'll talk to you later. WSCI, name 3, I'm calling the final.
Alright, then I'll see you on Saturday, or when, if we're on the road and we see you coming home. Alright, WSCI, 392, clear.
WSDR 466,
barely making it in.
That's Sandusky. This is Canada speaking from Healy Island.
Well, if you're taking that kind of ride, you're doing pretty well.
I copy that. You have yourself a good one over there.
Out there, call in, go ahead. This is WIUG, what do you need? WIUG, what do you need, clear.
USCM 993 monitoring.
Sandusky, Ohio, do you copy me?
Sandusky, Ohio, I copy, go ahead.
Sorry about the bad signal, this is from Canada, over.
WSBM 993, Sandusky, go ahead.
Sandusky, this is Canada, copy my signal, over.
Can you copy? What did you say you were?
A Canadian side of Lake Erie aboard a ship, over.
Yeah, yes, you're making it in, okay.
Thank you very much. Just testing out the handheld. Over and out.
Thank you much. WSBM 993 clear monitoring.
This is WIUG, baby, in Rochester Hills, Michigan. You got a copy?
Copy on you from Canada, over.
I'm back again. My name is Jack, and WIUG, baby, in Rochester Hills. Roger.
Copy that. Alex here from Lake Erie. Over.
What's that cosign, please?
Yeah, we're in Canada up here. TMRS, unlicensed service.
You're in Lake Erie or are you in Canada?
Canadian GMRS does not include repeater inputs, so there's that. We're not really allowed to talk to them, Jack. They're not allowed to be on the repeaters.
I didn't know he was from Canada. Sorry about that, Sean.
Normally, Jack, I wouldn't care, but he's being so bold about it, you know, advertising every transmission he's in Canada. He's going to do that, and he might as well just, might as well be aware of the law. But, anyhow, yeah, no, Canadians are not allowed to be on the repeaters. They have a roughly similar to FRS version of GMRS over there, but doesn't include any of the repeaters. So if they're on the system, they're not operating legally there. So, anyhow, if I were over there with my U.S. equipment in the lake and I was a U.S. and I would just eliminate that from my discussions when I was keying up, so as not to pull everybody else into their nefarious activity. Not that anybody's probably watching. All right, anyhow, I'll catch you later. Maybe our U850.
Okay, no big deal. Copy that.
John, thank you. WIUG 48.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Merle, WRZG 736. Usually not on the weekends, but I'm in Utica at my sister's house. Got to do a little treat. Just wait for a little while. I'm on the grid.
You're a little scratchy, but I got you here in Roseville, Michigan, WSD W327.
This is WRB-2767, Antenna Fest.
Jockey here.
WSAG 266 monitoring.
Alrighty then.
How you doing? Oh, pretty good. Doug and Carol, how's it going there today?
Not too bad. This is Sean, and I'm in, where am I at? I don't know what this would technically be. Troy? That's Stevenson and 14. I'm on the north side of 14, so I think Royal Oak South. I just don't know. Anyhow, you get the point. I'm down here on the Detroit machine, because I'm probably going to shut the Don Clemens down for the afternoon.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm up here on the Mayville machine. You having problems with the Mount Clemens site?
Nope, I just don't want to hear it. So, anyhow. But, anyhow, what's up with you?
Well, I just spent a couple hours on the mower and thinking about getting a bite of lunch here in a bit. And then, is there a net today on the MI-8 system this afternoon, or was that yesterday?
You know, I kind of remember some talk of that from a month ago, and I've completely missed the boat on it, if it happened again. Yeah, a buddy of mine was just doing a little informal thing, kind of a... And I don't know if that took place. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's just it's good to get out here. I got had a chance to get out here on the radio and see what's going out there and around the network, and it's always good to hear you out there.
Sorry about that. I was just dealing with a little traffic here in an area that is close to home, but not an area I go to normally. But, yeah, just out doing some errands, get the car washed, return something, Amazon return, and maybe go by a couple of specialty stores to pick up a couple of specialty items that you can't get anywhere else. Whole Foods and GFS Food Services, so... They closed the GFS down right near my house. Well, not really. They closed the one closest to my house, but there's still one pretty close. Anyhow, enough on all that. So just out here doing that, running around. Nice day.
Yeah, it is. I guess, what's the thermometer say here? Probably, yeah, it looks like about 88 degrees up here and overcast, calm, and looking toward the... cooler weather coming up next week and the rain.
Oh yeah, I haven't really been paying attention to what direction it's going. 91 according to my thermal bobber. And, you know, it's not terrible out. But cooler would be nice too. Especially at night, sleeping nice with the window cracked and nice cool. I sleep with the window open down to about 50. You know, maybe a little above, then I bundle up. It's down close to 50. It gets much lower than that. It's pretty chilly.
Yeah, I used to do that, but not anymore. I mean, it gets down to 60, I'm running for the thermostat.
Oh, don't get me wrong, that's cold. You know, I bundle all up, just have my head poking out, and I like breathing, and I just have the window cracked when it gets down there, you know, below 60. Just, it's not open real wide from 60 to 70, but But I just crack it a little bit when it gets down there low in the 50s, and so I just get that cool stream coming in. And I'm still all bundled up, heat's on and all that stuff, but I just like to breathe in that nice cold air.
Yeah, at that temperature, the skaters are mighty sluggish, and if you're all bundled up, they're not going to get to you.
Roger that. Now, see, I thought I was supposed to turn at that street I just passed. Like I said, I'm in an area that's not really my stomping grounds, but, yeah, maybe not. I told Miss Google to figure out my itinerant for me, so I'm taking her driving directions here. You remember how men would never stop and ask directions? Now we plug it all into Google and let her tell us.
Yeah, roger that. What, Sean, what are you running for? You're running mobile today? I'm just curious on what kind of system you're running today.
Yeah, I'm running about 50 watts. A quarter wave, just a simple quarter wave antenna. I am, okay, I see where I'm going. Never been here before, so this is all new to me. To, 50 watts to a quarter wave. I am really in the perfect area for the Detroit repeater, which I'm on, but should be enough to make it pretty good. And I've got to go through the car wash now, so once you drop the mic here as I do that, who knows what those brushes are going to do to the antenna.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to call it a day and go in and get a bite of lunch and see what other kind of trouble I can get into this afternoon. Hey, thanks, Sean, for the chat. I appreciate that, and I hope you have a good remainder of your day. WSAG 266, and I'm clear.
All right, take care. Yep, I'm just going into the car wash here, so it's going to get noisy or something else. My quarter wave goes through it pretty good. Of course, I've never been through this one, so we'll see. All right, catch you later. WRUU 850. Back in a bit.
Before you start talking there, all I caught was 6-7 out of all of that. Sorry about that.
Roger that. This is WRBG 767.
How's it going there, 767?
Doing good. I'm about 14 miles north of the bridge. I'm heading to Two State Marine.
Well, I am down in New Lothian, which is dead center of between Saginaw and Flint, off of the Flint repeater.
Copy that. Yeah, my transmission, it may not be declared. It's been in and out all the way up north, so I'm going to make it short, and traffic starts to build up here by the bridge up here in the construction. So this is WRDC 7970.
It's actually not too bad. A little bit of bacon fry behind it, but perfectly legible. But I hear you. As far as the traffic goes. So we'll see. WRDC 959. Because you're driving, which is understandable. Roger?
Roger that. Yeah, I'm up here. Like I said, I'm 10 miles north of the bridge.
Are you sounding good? Anyhow, my name is Jack, and this is WIEG 48. Good talking to you, and you have a good day. Drive safe. WIUG 48.
Roger that, 488. WRVG 1067 clear.
Chugging it, at least turn the Roger beep off, please.
This is WRBG 767 on top of the Mackinac Bridge. Anybody copy? Roger that. This is 767. I just want to see how it transmits up here on top of the bridge with the high elevation.
You're actually coming in a lot clearer now than you were a little bit ago.
Yeah, just now getting to the first pillar here, so. It's the 767, middle of the bridge, right in the middle, so I think it should be transmitting pretty good from here.
On the down slope now.
Oh, that wasn't me. I'm just now coming down the hill now.
Okay, yeah, you're still clear. Clear as a bell. No bacon fry, nothing. Total silence in the background there. Holding the repeater well.
Yeah, this 20 watts does all right in high elevation.
How high do you think that is? You are definitely full quieting on the repeater right now.
I'm not sure. I'm just down on the downslope on the asphalt pavement part, going to get ready to hit the toll booth.
It's probably adds about 100 foot, maybe 120 feet to sea level.
Seems to make a difference. WRBG 767 in the St. Asia.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 down in Mayfield. I'm sorry, in Mayville.
It comes in real clear up here.
Good stuff. You said you're up in St. Ignace? Roger that. That'll be my longest contact ever on GMRS now. I'm up here from Ohio for the weekend, and just made my longest contact the other day of 184 miles.
Pretty good, right? Yeah, I'm not sure what feeder I'm on up here in St. Ignace. I don't know where I'm hitting.
To my knowledge, I believe there is a repeater in Sheboygan.
That is correct. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
I wish they had repeaters like this in Ohio, honestly. I went on one of the Facebook pages and said, this is the gold standard for repeater network, being able to talk to people all over the state, and it's just awesome.
It's pretty busy up here tonight.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. I'll second that motion. We're blessed to have MIA here in Michigan. Great people, great outfit. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
544-620. I'm from Ohio. We're headed back right now. But I really appreciate everybody allowing me to use the repeaters while up here. It's been super great.
Feel much the same way. It's important the better half keep in touch with me, because if I'm left unsupervised, there's no telling what trouble I'll get into, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that, sir. Roger that. Whiskey's here at Delta Uniform 620. I'll be on the side as I'm traveling out of Mayville, headed south.
WRYD 421, enjoy your trip back, be safe, and we'll hear you next time.
421-620, Roger that, sir. It's been a great time in northern Michigan.
Great. Take it easy. Safe travels. WRYB 421, clear.
Be good, be safe, and keep your side down. WRFK 359, Robert on Wyandot, Michigan.
Six two zero on the side.
tongue right now. I gotta make a pit stop.
Roger on the pit stop. Travel safe. We'll talk to you next time. RFK, dude, 59 for radio check. WRFK 359, Robert out of Wyandotte. Anybody out there could give me a radio check?
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 monitoring.
Loud and clear, Robert, up here in Sheboygan County. Good to hear you on the radio, sir. WRZP 544.
Bob. Yeah, I took a water pill today and I had to make my agent's call was call me, so that's why I leave real quick.
Radio call you want to answer when it arises, brother. Good to hear you, sir. As always, you're sounding good there. Not missing a thing here. It's a beautiful day up here. Currently, we're looking at, what, 85 degrees, overcast, with winds out of the west here at about 6 knots. So, again, a beautiful northern Michigan day. Roger.
WSBN 780.
WSBT 226.
WSBN 780, Steve, you have my copy. WSBN 780.
Oh, I
can't open it. No, but, oh, no, you got to open it. SBN 780.
WSBI 73 to WSBI 392, copy.
WRYV 421, I got you, but you were a little stuttery.
Yeah, I can then too.
This is 783.
Copy.
Stop.
Did you get that camper put up?
We ruined your grass.
You always been marching the grass, but it wasn't too soft, was it?
It's off and it left dead some of the grass.
Well, what are you doing now?
Fixing my slate.
All right, well, we're going to pick up the dogs and heading back out, so you have yourself a good one. This is WSTI 783. I'm clear after your final.
WRVV 690 Mobile. I heard someone coming in there, but it was like a picket fence.
Copy me now, no, 690.
Yeah, WRVV 690, go ahead. Okay, be advised, if you're going away from the repeater, it's hard to copy. If you're coming into the repeater area, I'll stand by and wait till you get in a better spot. This is WRVV 690. WRVB 690 Mobile, Detroit, Michigan City Airport.
Alrighty then.
Roger that, John.
Got me in just... I can name that note in two syllables. How you doing today?
All systems go here, buddy. You get all your running around done. Everything you need, over.
I did. It all started out with a Amazon return. And, UPS store was closed, and I didn't feel like going to Kohl's, so I said, oh, Staples. I think there's a Staples over by the Jack's Car Wash and the GFS and the Whole Foods all up there by 14 and Crooks. I said, I can go do them all, make a little roundabout. And so I set up the return for Staples, and I get into Whole Foods, my first stop, and right there, great big. Free Amazon returns. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. But anyhow, not a big deal. So, yep, I made my little rounds, got the car washed, went to Whole Foods. Boy, is that place pricey. They really got some nice stuff. And then, what else did I do? Made my return and got a couple odds and ends out of GFS food service. So, that's a wealth of luxury we have down here with being in the burbs. We got a lot of great shopping, so you get the pristine wilderness and the wildlife and all that other good stuff, and at least we get that.
Yes, when it comes to luxury eating, luxury accommodations, luxury shopping, we are limited. But again, we're still living the dream, brother. All right. Well, good to hear you. Hey, I want to let you know I spoke with Captain Don the other night about 2:30 in the morning. He's definitely said to say hello to you there. Enjoy, Sean. You be safe, brother. WRZB 544.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit, and Captain Don and I talk all the time, and in various other places, but. It's nice somebody getting out there and lighting them up without the foolishness. There seems to be a contingency of fools coming in, you know, that they just want to bring tomfoolery and all that stuff. But it's nice to see some normal stuff going on as well at night. But good deal. So keep up the fight, the good fight. And I use those words loosely. WRUU 850, yeah, for yours.
Roger that. You can't judge the whole by one bad apple in the group there, brother. It's going to happen. And, you know, like you said, you know, we just turn them repeaters off. Sean, always a pleasure to travel safe. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WRZ 488, WRZX 930.
radio station won't hire him. He's got to play it somewhere.
This evening, Robert, WRZP 544.
I'm doing just fine and dandy. Hold on, I'm getting a little feedback here. Alright, there we go. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. WRZP, why not? Yeah, I'm doing just fine. I'm just, waiting for my wife to get off work and see what she's gonna have, what she wants for supper.
Roger that. You're not missing a thing here, brother. I did the same, except I fed all the animals around here. The old XYL, she's still tending to the garden, so good to hear you on the radio, and my best to your back. Always a pleasure, Robert. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Boy, you want to hear a quick joke? Robert, Bob. Bob, you want to hear a quick joke?
Here, go ahead. I'm always up for a good joke, brother. WRZP 544.
Who makes more money? A crack sell, a crack dealer, or a prostitute?
I give up. Which one, Robert?
The prostitute, because she always wants her crack again and tells it again.
That's a good one, brother. I never heard that one. You have a good evening. Always a pleasure, Robert. WRZP 544, thanks for the smile, sir.
Yep, all right. WRFK 359, we're outside monitoring.
You beat me to it.
I literally just hobbled down the stairs and heard it, and I was like, yep, okay, it's off.
I was just pretty ready to click the button, and all of a sudden I said, where'd it go? Then, hey, did you take care of Hull over on the other one, or did he figure it out?
I don't know, Ho's having an issue?
Yeah, his In the Wilds node was really freaking out over on the other side of the house.
He's in Florida, so I have no idea.
Yeah, okay. Well, he must have figured it out then. But, anywho, all right, I was just getting ready to click a button, and all of a sudden, I said, Fred must be lurking.
Yeah, I was sitting outside for the last hour, and I put the new LTE in Michelle's van, and, I was watching her cut grass and sitting outside in some fresh air for an hour, and then I'm like, all right, well, I gotta go clock back in and get back to work. So I came down the stairs with a drink, and I'm like, yeah, all right. And I put it in Slack that I turned it off, too, so in case anybody was wondering.
Hi, no, it's just funny, because you beat me by maybe 30 seconds. All right, anyhow, I got to get back to it. WRUU 850.
WRPA
783, what's going on?
Where are you guys coming from?
Heading back to camp.
That's how you're making it. Have you filled your truck up with gas yet?
FBI 783, clear after your final, sir.
That is WMRT 382. Nice to meet ya.
We're just getting run all over, so I'm going to sign off. WSCI 783, I'm clear.
All right. Okay, if we're hooking her up, I'll grab a safe ride home tomorrow. Give me Sean the radio. Have your sex dad tomorrow morning, and I'll give you that shout. All right. WSCI 392, I'm clear.
WSET 760. What tower is this? Space 8? 760, checking in on the tower.
218, station out there, 218, this is WIUG, 488, copy. WIUG, 488, clear.
WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
Zero, go ahead.
What's going on there tonight, Jack, on this fine Sunday evening?
Well, how you doing, Ken? I'm driving. I'm here at West Bloomfield, and I'm on 625. Repeater, Roger.
Ah, you're driving. Nice. Where are you driving to or from?
I was at the golf course with a friend. I'm finished. Now I'm going to go back home. Roger.
Really, the golf course. Nice. I do some golfing. Very casually, but I do golf. Can't say I'm very good, but it's fun to get out there. Nice day for it.
Yeah, well, we had a good time. You know, we had a couple of drinks too, so I'm just gonna head home right now. And I'm over here in Middlebelt in Long Lake.
Alright, yeah, well, Middlebelt and Long Lake, yeah, I used to live off of Long Lake and Coolidge. Oh, just a few miles to the east there. Back when I was a youngster in the 80s.
That was close by me over there, Rochester Hills. Coolidge is not too far, maybe about 4 or 5 miles away. Roger.
Everything's not too far away from each other down there. Lots of choices. Well, is it muggy down there? It's kind of cleared up here this afternoon. I mean, not nearly as muggy as it was the last few days anyway.
It wasn't muggy, very muggy here, but, you know, we were moving, so we were sitting around and nothing like that. Then we came under the air after we had a couple of drinks. Roger?
Yeah, well, gotta have a couple of drinks after a round of golf, that's for sure. No problem with that.
We had a good time. We ate a little bit. We ate cheese kebab at that restaurant down that way, and we're just going home. Roger.
The cheese kebab, yeah, that does sound pretty good. I grilled up of couple of venison steaks and then a regular hamburger for my wife because she doesn't like the venison. I don't know why, but whatever, to each their own. I like my venison burger. And I had a burger and then a steak, and she just had a regular burger.
How's she doing? She's doing a lot better?
For the most part, yes, she was doing great. There was a minor setback yesterday. The incision started opening up after a month and a half for whatever reason. So just kind of got to step it back a little bit just to let that heal up a little bit more. And
but for the most part, yes,
he's doing quite a bit better. She's walking around on her own, more or less, pretty much without the crutches. Occasionally, she'll use the crutches, kind of like one crutch to go up and down a stair or something, just to steady herself. But for the most part, she's off the knee rover, off the crutches, and she's doing good. I would say it's partly sunny, kind of partly overcast, but yeah, no big problems. Sun's just kind of going down behind the trees now, and just enjoying an evening.
There was so much rain came last night, I feel you woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really? That's interesting. We didn't get a drop of rain here, and not a single thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know why, but it was very nice. At 2 o'clock, really, it woke me up. Very hard rain. It looked like as big as a quarter size.
Yeah, we actually could probably use some rain here. It hasn't rained in a good 2.5 weeks or so here, aside from just a... I think one night it was just very late. Like a little bit, but... Yeah, it'll come eventually. I'm not doing any dances or anything.
I'm going to let you go because we got one guy who doesn't know what to do with himself, but I'm going to let you go. He's playing down music. Talk to you a little bit later. WIEG, for you, clear.
All right, Jack, yeah. Good chatting with you. Enjoy the rest of your drive home. Drive safe. WRKX 930.
Patient on the side. This is Dan and Lorraine.
Go ahead, patient on the side. WRKX 930.
Yeah, this is Dan and Lorraine, WSDQ816, Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec 816 in Lorraine.
Dan, what's
up? WIEG 488.
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted to make contact with somebody. I haven't, talk to anybody local lately. What repeater is this off of?
Well, I'll talk to you a little bit later.
I'll
talk to you a little later tonight.
Coming off the
site. I'm going to get you
there. Go ahead, Ken. We're on his home repeater there at near, not far from his house. I don't know which one you would be coming in off of.
Okay. You guys are not working off of a repeater then. I'm having trouble because both of you were talking at the same time. This is Dan in Lorraine.
And he's coming out at 625. He doesn't know, but he's coming out at 625.
Now this is Dan and Lorraine. The only ones I've talked to lately was Michigan. I had like 5 or 6 guys that in Michigan that I was talking to over about a week's time there.
Dan and Lorraine, is that Lorraine, Ohio then?
Yeah, Lorraine, Ohio. Lorraine, Ohio.
Okay, so you'd be...
where are you located?
There's a link network up here in southeastern and mid-Michigan. So there's a bunch of different ones. I'm coming in off of one more towards the center of Michigan, but it's linked down to, there's one in Macomb, there's one in Detroit, there's also one in Sheboygan, but most likely you'd be coming in off the Detroit repeater.
Yeah, roger that. I've been hitting the Detroit repeater, and I don't know why, but I was talking to a bunch of fellas over there in Michigan. It must be just some kind of weird conditions that's making that happen.
Yeah, it's propagation night. Sounds like it's propagation night where you're going to make it across the lake to the Detroit.
You're the one that's linked to eight different repeaters over there?
I don't think there's eight of them. There's Sheboygan, Bay City, which pretty much nobody knows about, Saginaw, Flint, Mayville, Detroit, Macomb. So what's that, six, seven? Yeah, maybe, it's getting close to eight, but I don't think it's eight yet.
Well, I've talked to Flint, and I've talked to Groveland Township. I don't know where that's at, but... I talked to those two places. I wrote it down, but there was a bunch of other ones all over Michigan that I was talking to about midnight.
Yeah, so you're coming in on the Detroit one. If you look up MIA.systems, next time you're on a computer or a phone or whatever, you can see all the link repeaters that belong to that network. But basically, there's one in Detroit. It's linked to another one in Macomb, which is just to the north of there. And then there's one in the Thumb of Michigan, which is Mayville. And then there's Flint and Saginaw, which are more central Michigan. And then there's one additional one in Sheboygan, which is at the tip of the lower Michigan Peninsula. But... those are the ones that this particular network belongs to, and I would venture to guess you're coming in off the Detroit, and you're sounding really clear right now.
Roger that. I'm about 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio, and I haven't actually talked to anybody local. I've only talked to you guys in Michigan. On this radio. I've heard people on there, and I tried to get to them, but I couldn't get to anybody local. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I can't say I've looked up repeaters in the Cleveland area, but I would imagine there's something. You'd have to go to the mygmrs.com and look at their map there, and that might give you a pretty good idea what repeaters are in that specific Cleveland area. But yeah, if you're making it to Detroit, you're sounding good, and then you're linked into a bunch of other ones across half of Michigan. So that's why you hear Michigan guys, because once you make it to Detroit, you're making it to a whole bunch of others. So, but yeah. Go check out the mygmrs.com for something in Cleveland. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Well, I've got a repeater a quarter mile from me, but there's never anybody on there. I mean, that's just down the street from me, but there's never anyone on there. I can hit the repeater with my HT, but I can't hit it with this radio.
takes is some experimentation, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. My name's Ken. I'm in Burke Front, Michigan, which is between Flint and Saginaw. And this is WRTX 930 for ID.
Okay, what was your call again?
WRTX 930.
Okay, I got it. Mine is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 WSDQ 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Alright, Dan, I got you. I got you. What's the weather like there in Lorain, Ohio right now? It's clear and the mugginess is it's been muggy the last many days, but now it's better. It's still muggy, but a lot better.
Well, I'm back here in the garage, and it's temperature gauge is showing about 80 degrees.
So a little bit warmer than here, but not much to be expected. To be expected. Yeah, you're making it across the lake, and it's just some certain conditions that are allowing that's for sure.
Yeah, what kind of radio are you working off of right there?
This is a Ocean KG 9000, is that what it is? I don't know, I bought it a while ago, I don't remember the model. It's the Wookson 50 watt radio, but it's on a beam antenna pointed at the Saginaw repeater, which is linked into the Detroit and whatever that you're coming in off of, and yeah, you're not getting me on Simplex from Saginaw, but we're linked in down to the Detroit repeater there, and that's where it's coming in off of.
Yeah, my radio is a Midland radio, but it's an antique commercial radio, and the thing weighs about 11 pounds.
Well, nothing wrong with those as long as you push the button and it works. There ain't no problem.
Yeah, I haven't figured this one out. Why I can hear locals talking and not get to them, and you know, they're just a couple of miles away, and yet I can talk to Michigan with no trouble whatsoever. I haven't got that figured out yet.
Well, if you're hearing a bunch of people on a certain frequency and they don't hear you, you're probably missing a PO code or something for whatever they're talking on. That's pretty much probably what that is. Hey, I got to go there, Dan. Somebody's calling me and I need to take this call, so WRTX 930.
All right, WRTX 930. This is WSDQ 816 Dan, the old retired railroad engineer up here west of Cleveland. Have a good one. Bye bye.
You still hot there? This is Jack, WIUG 48.
Oh, Jack, I haven't heard you in a long time. All of a sudden, everything stopped, and I didn't know what was up.
Well,
and I haven't heard you in 2 weeks. Roger.
Yeah, how you doing, Jack? Nice to hear you in there. Like I say, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Where are you? I called for you a couple of times last week, didn't hear you at all.
Do you know that guy over in Groveland Township?
No, I'm in Rochester Hills.
Groveland Township.
I'm in the Rochester Hills, remember?
That looks like I lost you, Jeff.
How about now? Can you hear me now? I'm in Rochester Hills. Roger.
I heard you say, do you hear me now? That's all I heard, Jack.
I don't know what it is. Anyhow, how you doing? You doing good?
You cut out on me like mid sentence.
Dang, you're still out there? Dang, I'll talk to you when I get home. WIUG 48, clear. Hey, did you get what I said?
I hear you on the other radio now. I got two radios on, and I stopped hearing you on mine, so I'm listening on the other one.
Hey, I'll talk to you when I get home from a base station. Roger?
Roger that. I'm actually listening to you on a HT.
You cannot talk from that HT?
Yeah, I'm transmitting on the big radio, but I'm listening on the HT.
All right, Dan, I'm going to let you go. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48, clear.
All right, you have a good one there, Jack. Nice hearing you, and I hope we get to talk again. This is Whiskey Sugar, Delta Quebec, 816 Dan in Moraine, Ohio. The old retired railroad engineer. You have a good one. I'll catch you later. 73. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll talk to you tonight. All right, Danny? You don't sound good at all. I don't know if you are on the HD or not, but you don't sound good at all. See, move around and see if we can hear you again. I can't hear you anymore. WIUG 48, clear.
I tell you what, you guys in Michigan are sure sounding good this evening.
Yeah, Dan, we always sound good.
I hear that, but you're sounding good to me over here. It's a funny thing, I have to listen on the HT.
You have to know that radio you got out there, that commercial radio.
What about it?
You have to know what it's all about. You have to know how you get it to go to work the other way.
Yeah, I know. I can't change the tones or anything. I gotta take it somewhere and see if somebody that works on these can figure it all out.
Hey there, Dan. I'm on my destination. I'll talk to you a little bit later on. Stay on the air. I'll get back to you. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. All right, I'll do that. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. Catch you later. Bye bye. Sounds like you hit it. How about it out there? Anybody got a copy on Dan and Lorraine, Ohio? How about it out there? Anybody got a copy on Dan in Lorain, Ohio? I didn't think so.
Sound good into Flushing, Michigan. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439.
Flushing, Michigan. Yeah, you're sounding good. I'm about 30 miles west of Cleveland, Ohio, right on Lake Erie.
I heard you and Jack talking. I thought I'd get in here and let you know you were still getting out. I think he was heading home in a bit to try you on his base station.
Yeah, I was having trouble with receive on my big radio, and so I turned my HT on, and I could hear him just fine on my HT.
Well, you're getting out really good with the base station, the Midland there. That's what I learned on way back when. In the CD days, 23-channel Midland bass with sideband.
Yeah, this old radio is an antique. I actually saw it on the internet on a thing of antique radios, antique commercial radios, and there it was right there. And I've got two of them.
Once you figure out the receive on that thing, you'll have yourself a perfect ham home radio base station.
All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to finish eating dinner. I just want to let you know you were getting out. And Flushing, Michigan, if you don't know where that's at, is about 8 miles west of Flint, Michigan.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's about 200 miles.
We're talking to a guy from Birch Run, and he's probably 15 miles north of me. So the one guy you were talking to in Birch Run is a little bit further than I am from you.
Yeah, that's going through, that's going on the internet, isn't it?
I think he was talking to you off the Saginaw repeater. Once you're on one of these, you get bounced all the way up, all the way through Michigan. You hit it at Detroit, it bounces it to Mount Clemens, and it gets up here to Flint, and it goes to Saginaw and Mayville. I think there's a little one in Bay City, and then up to Sheboygan, up at the tip of the Mid.
Well, I tell you what, you guys have it made, being able to talk everywhere. That's pretty good. All right, I'll let you go. I'll let you eat or whatever you're going to do there. I'll catch you later. This is Dan here in Lorain, Ohio, and I'm an old retired railroad engineer. I'll catch you later. 73s. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, Dan. Good talking to you. 73s. This is Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta, 439, Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, in Flushing, Michigan. Clearing the frequency.
Okay, Dave. Nice talking to you, and I hope we get to talk again sometime. 73s. Bye-bye.
Dan, are you
still out there? I'm here. Okay.
I got you, Jack. Now, how do you feel? You feel better than before?
I'm still kicking. I can't complain.
How's the sugar? Is the sugar okay right now? Is it stable?
No, this morning it was out of sight. The highest it's been in probably 6 months or better, but I'm just gonna have to be careful again and quit eating.
Ben, you gotta listen to me. What you do? You get up in the morning, walk a little bit, walk about a mile every day. You do that, and you won't have nothing going on. Roger.
Roger that, but. I have problems with my legs. I can't walk very much, and besides, I'm going blind.
The last time I talked to you, I told you what to do. Go see that doctor. Let him take care of that eye problem. They took care of mine. I go like every 6 months. They give you a shot in the eye. And that way they get these veins open.
I'm not going to let them stick any needles in my eyes. I'll go with the one that's still working a little bit.
WMRK 382 radio station.
That station with a radio check. You on the repeater and everything, but you got looking scratchy. Roger.
I copy that, Jack. I hear you on here all the time, Jack. Yeah, I'm over here in Farmington Hills,
must be driving, Roger.
No, I'm on a mobile. I'm on a handheld. I'm sorry, I'm on a handheld radio. Farmington Hills off of 8 Mile.
Here's what you do. When you're driving, put the antenna outside the window and hold your handheld straight. That way you won't have no problem because now you're a little bit fading out and coming back in. Roger.
I hear you over here in Lorain, Ohio.
Copy that, Jack. So I'm on a handheld radio. I got the Nagoya tri-band, which is an N-A something, I can't remember the number, the last letter, two, but I believe I'm waiting on the
is that a Magnavox Nagoya, or you just got a handheld Nagoya dual band? The dual band is not going to help you if you have a handheld. The only way it's going to help you is that Nagoya 771G. That's the one going to help you. Roger?
A302, I believe, is a tri-band. It's 7.6 inches, but I haven't received it in the mail yet. I'm using a stock antenna.
Yeah, well, a tri-band, no problem, but the thing is, you have to have the right antenna and right program. Did you program it on the computer or handheld? Are you on your hand?
I used OD Master. This is a kid radio H3. I used OD Master, but I haven't programmed it up anything else. I'm still waiting for my NA302 something. It's a tri-band antenna. But right now I'm just using a stock right now. Good.
Don't get no tri-band antenna. Get the one I was telling you about. Nagoya 771G. That's the one that's going to help you on that radio. Roger.
Jack, tell him I can hear him in Lorain, Ohio.
The Nagoya.
No, you can hear him down there in Ohio. No problem. But he's not coming that clear. Roger.
Just a little rough, but I can still hear him okay.
Ben, I hear him too. You know, but he's very rough out this way. I don't know why, because he's still driving anyhow. And he's got the dual band radio out that way. Roger?
Yeah, that's not doing him any good on here.
That's why I was telling him. You gotta get the right antenna out there, that way you can get out right. Because that's what these repeaters are up to. Roger?
Yeah, you need the mobile antenna.
So then, let's get back to, I don't know if he's still out there or not. That's station 438, I believe. You still out there? Okay, so Dane, did you go and visit another doctor, high doctor?
No, I try to stay away from doctors in general.
Dane, why don't you listen? Believe me, go to another different doctor and see what he say. Roger?
Well, the only thing I know is I'm not letting anybody put needles in my eyes. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but hey, I've been doing it for past a year, and my eye improved a lot. Roger?
Well, that's good for you, but if they stuck a needle in my eye, I'm afraid I would kick them all the way across the room.
Dave, you do what you want. I'm just giving you what I have. And you don't feel that needle at all. You do not feel that needle when they give you. And after that, they watch your eye. And that's what it is.
Well, they told me I'd have to go face down for a week or maybe 2 weeks, and I can't do that either.
That's why I was telling you, go see a different doctor. Go see a different doctor and see what he say.
Well, I'm going to the VA, and I don't get a lot of choices on who I get to see.
Go to Cleveland. You buy Cleveland there, so you might as well go to Cleveland and find out.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to the Cleveland, to the Cleveland VA. That's where I go to. That's about 30-something miles from me.
Hi, Dan. Good talking to you. I got to back out of here for a little bit. You want to get me some water to drink? I'll talk to you a little bit later. And if you want to talk, no problem. WIUG 48. We're going to be clear.
All right, Whiskey India Uniform Golf 488 Jack. I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Dan in Lorain, Ohio, saying 73s. Bye bye.
Come on back for the radio check. This is WIUG 48. Roger.
Not for that. In fact, Mr. Jack, how you doing tonight?
Very good. How about you, sir?
I've been doing okay. Just enjoying this beautiful level that we have in.
Yeah, I know. It was a nice day today, but it was, you know, a little bit on the sticky side. That's all. Roger?
Roger that. Hopefully tonight's going to be a nice night to do something, go to the bowl or something.
You must be on a handheld, but you fade it out a little bit, and I don't know what kind of antenna you have on the radio. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on the walkie-talkie right now until I get me a base station mobile.
What kind of walkie-talkie is it?
UV-5 Owl.
Yeah, UV-5R, and what kind of antenna is it? Is it Nagoya 771G?
One second. Hold on a minute. Let me see.
Alright, when you're finished, let me know. WIUG, 48 is clear. Station out there, 218. Station 218 out there. This is WIUG, 48, copy.
WRZZ 873, standing by.
Mr. Jack, are you still out there?
It's just going to be a long time to get the chain down for this antenna. That's all. Sorry for making you wait so long, Jet. WROCZ873, standing by.
Station out there, 847. Station 847. WIUG, 48. Copy. WRZZ, 873. Standing by. Mr. Jack.
Go ahead.
This a UV antenna. It's a UV antenna.
Okay. Well, I have the same thing what you guys, UV-5R, okay? And my antenna, I have the Nagoya, like I was telling you. You'll do a lot better with that antenna. But that's a little bit cheap radio. You should get a little bit better radio from that one. But it sounded good. Roger?
I want all that.
Tell you what, I don't know if you ever seen one on Amazon, the UV5 Plus. That is a GMRS radio, and it's got a wider screen, a little bit wider. You see a lot better from that one. I don't know if you know that or not. Roger?
No, I don't. Thank you for telling me. What kind of radio was it? I'm going to get me a base station a little bit soon. How much do they cost? It's really, but it's got a big screen. You know, any bigger screen, about maybe a 4-inch screen. And it's very nice. It's got all different colors of the numbers and all that. And you can program it a different way. And they call it UV 5 Plus. Make sure you go on Amazon, you see UV 5 Plus. And that's a JMR radio. And you get one of them with it, the Nagoya 771G. And you'll see it, it's a lot different. And that little one you got out there. I have one here. Roger.
Yeah, copy. How much do it cost? You know?
No, when I was out there, I bought one for $29. Maybe about 35, no more than that. Roger. But it's got a big screen. You'll like that.
Copy that. How about how much watts is it? Watts is it now?
It's a 5-watt. It's 5-watt radio. But they call it UV 5 Plus. UV 5 Plus. That's a JMRS radio. Roger?
Yeah, well, I'll call that. Okay. Copy that.
Then, if you need the base station, like what I have here, and I can give you the names and all that, if you like. Roger?
Yeah, well, I'll call that. I'm fairly successful, and I need a pen and paper for that. Copy?
Take your time. Get a pen and paper. WIUG 48, go ahead. You out there? Out there at 847. Station 847. This is WIUG 48. Copy. WSTI 847 WIUG 48. Copy.
WSAI 847. How you doing, Jack? Sound good tonight?
call you first. How are you doing? You sound excellent in here. Roger?
Yeah, real good. It's full scale down this way, so real good conditions. I got to ask, can you hit the airport repeater over there on 600? Can you hit it from where you're at?
I heard you out there. I know you put out your call sign. And earlier, about an hour ago, I was talking to somebody from there on that 600. But now I tried to get back to you. I could not reach you. I don't know what the reason.
Okay, well, I had swapped, came back here to 625. You want to try again? Listen for me over there. I'll give you a shot over there, okay?
No problem, you got it. We're going to go over there. WIUG, 48, clear frequency.
WSCI 847.